A large amount of something is a passel.
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard that all my life. I have a passel of this, that, or the other, whatever it was. I've got a passel of it. Meaning having a whole bunch of it.
Yeah. What's the outside green covering on an ear of corn called?
Shuck.
Okay. And what's the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Boiled corn. Roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Okay. Does mutton corn, does that, have you ever heard that term? Okay. Differentiate between a roasting ear and just other kinds of corn.
Well, the roasting ear corn is the kind that you eat before it's matured.
Mm-hmm.
Of either boiled corn or corn cut off the cob and cooked either whole grain cut off or scraped.
Yeah.
And cooked into cream corn. Either and all of it is known as roasting ear corn. You have to get it when the starch in it is not set,
mm-hmm.
or it'll be too old and too hard. Then it isn't good.
Right. What do you call it when it gets that dry or that hard? The stage past roasting ears.
Just call it corn.
Just regular. Okay. What's the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. And what about the stringy stuff that's inside the...
Silks, you mean?
Yeah. And what do you call the vegetable that you make jack-o'-lanterns and pies?
Oh, that's pumpkins. Pumpkins.
How about the yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Yeah. And what kind of melons might you raise?
Might raise watermelons, muskmelons, cantaloupes. I don't know what else.
What's a mushmelon? Does that have
It's
yellow?
Like a cantaloupe. It's just not much different from a cantaloupe.
Yeah. Same color skin and inside?
Well, some of them, I guess it's owing to the variety probably, have a lighter colored skin or a yellow, more yellow. Some of them have a more yellow skin. Some of them have, you know, the cantaloupes have a kind of a deadish green cast to them when pick them up, and then they begin to get real good ripe. You can tell that they're changing to a transparent yellowish green.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are a light, I guess you'd call it a beige color or tan, light tan skin.
Mm-hmm.
And you do them just like you would the cantaloupes. You peel them, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't sell many of those around here, though, do they?
No.
What's the little bitty plant that is umbrella-shaped and might spring up in the woods after a rain? Usually grows in damp places or under fallen logs.
Oh, you mean...